Good morning, Alert Bay. This is a summary of the Alert Bay Council meeting that took place on Monday, July 27th. We are meeting in the Legion, and we are these days, so there is space if you want to come and listen or have anything to ask the council. Feel free to come along. So the meeting was called to order. Mayor Buchanan was on the phone. The rest of us were all there. We had a few items added to the agenda that will be talked about. We had a petition from Sarah Nielsen. We were updated on a geotech survey findings obtained by the property owner. We moved and seconded that a letter be sent to her about the geotech survey stating formal knowledge of the release of liability for work done up to July 27th. And also that a letter be written to the neighbor property to advise them of their responsibility to stabilize the slope. old business, we had a building permit change for 60 Orca Way, and it was moved and seconded that this item will be tabled to obtain further information. New business, there's a building permit for 673 Larched. It was moved and seconded that pending a site visit, confirmation of required setbacks, and a formal application, the building permit will be approved. And there was also a request for a larger freshwater supply line at 673 Larch. It was moved and seconded that we send a letter to the property owners advising of the approval of the proposed culvert extension, but we advise them that the request for a larger water line cannot be approved due to the village's limited water system. A pressure pump may be a viable opportunity. A tree cutting permit to clear Lot A, Cedar Street. The staff provided council and the applicant a site inspection report. It was moved and seconded. We read a letter to the applicant to advise of the village requiring stormwater remediation plan and a geotech survey prior to approval of the tree cutting permit for this proposed section of Lot A, Cedar Street. There's going to be a BC Hydro power outage for the full day, August the 13th, and that was duly noted, so everybody be aware of that. Good idea to turn off your fridge, for instance, your computers too, so that sometimes when the power comes back on, we can get a surge and that can damage some of the equipment. So unplug a lot of your appliances and plug them in when the power is safely back on. We had a letter of response to Mayor Buchanan's excellent letter regarding the Island Aurora staffing. We received that for confirmation. The UBCM provincial appointment book and meeting process, the Chief Administrative Officer and the Mayor will participate in three virtual sessions for infrastructure, climate change, and emergency management. There was a letter from City of New Westminster requesting support, and they were asking basically for the province to release more what they call disaggregated COVID data, which would show which groups, which racial groups, genetic groups are affected, you know, by the COVID. And this information was not, I don't know why it wasn't released, but anyway, we support them in their effort to have this information released. CFIB request for support for small business recovery, that was filed. BC Hydro UBCM meeting request will be sent to arrange for a virtual meeting with BC Hydro. And the MIABC voting delegate change, staff will respond to the request about that. P. Fletcher suggested masks for indoor use. This suggestion will be brought forward to the next Tri-Authority meeting. To put up notices and signage to recommend wearing masks when physical distancing is not possible. And there was Ministry of Forest, Land, Natural Resources timber supply review. Moved and seconded that pending further research by Mayor Buchanan, a letter will be written to express concerns of raw log exports. We all, I think, would prefer to not see raw logs exported out of British Columbia. Correspondence for information, the Minister of Municipal Affairs, COVID-19 Measures Act, check listings, and Ben Pierce's suggestion. We received all those items. Bylaws and policies, the Boat Harbor bylaw, that we're talking about changing. This is something that I voted against. It's a suggestion that we only give commercial rates in the harbor to commercial fishing boats. And I felt that we should still continue to give reduced rates to those people that carry business on in their boats. I think it's would help business people here, you know, by decreasing their moorage from pleasure rates down to commercial. And there aren't that many fishing vessels anymore. So anyway, this item is going to have some they're welcome public input before this is done. So if you have if you feel strongly about it, find out when that meeting is, and or drop into the village office and leave a written comment about it too, if you feel that we should continue to give commercial rates. Council reports. Mayor Buchanan attended our regional district personal committee meeting and a regular in-camera meeting and a Mount Washington Hospital board meeting. Had a call with Minister Claire Trevina, attended the special meeting on July 13th, and answered many phone calls. Councillor Gordon, nothing to report. Councillor Granger attended the 100-year celebration for the Nimkish Hotel, attended the special meeting on July 13th, received an inquiry regarding B&Bs without business licenses. The staff will follow up on this. And noticed many loads of spring cleanup items being taken to the transfer station, suggested that we allow the same in the fall, since we didn't have our big spring cleanup this year due to COVID. She attended a Tri-Authority follow-up meeting on the antibody testing. Councillor Hill, that's me. I attended special meeting on July 13th. Podcast listener numbers are slowly increasing. I'm going to be speaking to the RCMP sergeant about golf cart usage. I believe I'll report on that next podcast. And I said, too, it was great that Dave is here from Public Works to help answer questions from the Public Works perspective. Councillor McGregor attended the special meeting July 13th. At a past transportation meeting, the handicap bus was offered back to the village of Alert Bay. Would it be beneficial to have it back? Would it be used? Costs would be insurance and maintenance. That's something to think about. I mean, maybe some senior activities. We could do some road trips or arrange shopping trips, whatever. Anyway, if you have thoughts about that, let us know. And Councillor McGregor attended the Tri-Authority antibody follow-up meeting. Kane Gordon, Fire Chief, fire practices are continuing. He participated in the Zoom meeting regarding physical distancing. There will be further upcoming training in the fall. And an inventory on gear and equipment has been taken by the office clerk and the deputy fire chief. A replacement plan is needed so that we replace this gear kind of as we can, so that eventually in a cycle of, say, 10 years, it is all being replaced. Our chief administrative officer, Lyle McNish, annual report. Moved and seconded that the financial statement be approved. Question period. There was an issue that we talked about with the exclusion of the public, and then we came back into the regular meeting, and the meeting was adjourned at 6:55. So thanks for listening.